little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Shall we crack on with acute infectious diarrhea in adults? Okay, you can be Mario if that's all right. Mario, have you been abroad recently?
No.
And how many times have you opened your bowels today?
Oh, probably about five.
What was your stool like?
It was very watery. It's very runny.
Any blood there at all?
No.
What about fever? Have you noticed any fever?
I'm not sure. I mean, I have been just in bed all day, you know, feeling pretty miserable under a lot of blankets, but...
Maybe a bit shivery, so possibly, yeah okay. Vomiting, have you been vomiting at all?
No, it's just really been the diarrhea.
Okay, I mean, if you had vomited, I would ask you how many times today. In terms of getting enough fluid on board, are you passing urine as normal?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, Mario, so you haven't been anywhere exotic recently, and since your diarrhea is not bloody and you don't have a fever, you probably don't need any special treatment for this apart from drinking more fluid than usual. So I'd suggest that you try and drink enough to make sure that you're passing urine at least three times a day.
Okay.
Perhaps you could safety net for that one, please, Tamsin.
So if you become unwell, Mario, or have any blood or mucus in the stool, or if the symptoms go on longer than 2 weeks, then do let me know, because we might need to see you, or at least send a stool sample if it's gone on for more than 2 weeks.
Mario, since you handle food at work, that you won't be allowed back until 2 days after your diarrhea has settled. And I'd also suggest that you make sure that you wash your hands thoroughly after every visit to the toilet.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no